jump over to the livestock side. We're going to focus a little bit on hogs because you said it was the first big corrections have taken place for them.
Yeah, after what had been, just a nonstop move to the upside, which hogs have a kind of a knack of doing. Unfortunately, they also have that knack of doing that to the downside sometimes, too. But now here's a market that, like in the Decembers, for instance, went all the way from 76-something to over 92 cents. Now we're off of our highs here by about almost, $4 to $5. You finally have a deal where the slaughter level has picked up a little. The average weights have picked up quite a bit, and it feels like what's happened here is we've lost our currentness, and we've lost our leverage to a degree. So the packer's using this here to, get it back his way just a little bit. Of course, you have Thanksgiving looming, and this would be a period of time, the next couple of weeks, where, the odds would strongly favor a little setback. Now, I guess I'm going to caution you that I don't sound too bearish, because I think, the smart money still looks at this PED deal and think that it's still going to have a bigger effect than what people really even can appreciate yet. So I know I've got veterinarian friends of mine that are worried that the first real cold snap that you're going to see a real trigger and an explosion of that issue again here in the north. So, maybe we're a couple dollars from finding a bottom out of this deal, then I would think that the deferred hogs in particular probably could have a pretty decent pop then.
It's been really hard to kind of nail down this PEDV in total number lost.
Oh, it's for me, it's been impossible. And if you got somebody that has figured out, give me his phone number. You look at the number of cases, and I go, and I was guilty, I think, of, like a lot of people were thinking, really? That's, we're talking about, 400 of them, and, so not all of them are farrowing at that time. In that way, it's like the old TGE. I'm around long enough to remember that. If you happen to be right then that you're farrowing, it's a wreck. You lose a lot of them, almost all of them. But if it happens to come at a little different time, the mortality isn't nearly as severe. And I think, this is what, the 11th week in a row where slaughter's, below a year ago. It's like the 15th week in a row that the slaughter is less than what the last, the September pig crop report would have implied. You start doing that enough consistently and enough of us are going to say, well, they got it wrong. It would appear as though the last USDA report is in error or hasn't missed it, whatever. And that's just kind of the way the market works, I guess. So until proven otherwise, I think now we'll probably err a little bit on the side of the other end of it, thinking that there's maybe more damage from the PED than we had thought.
And quickly, if we can focus on the cash prices, it kind of held steady last week. Is that going to be the new norm?
I think for this week and maybe next, although I assume we're talking about cattle here now, I do think that you're going into tighter numbers and better demand for choice as we move, past Thanksgiving. I guess I think that December cattle, if the thing falls right, still have a chance to test the highs. What I mean is 137.50, those highs. So I remain bullish, and I think you're going into better demand and tighter numbers in November and December. And this $3 correction looks like an opportunity here to the long side, in my opinion.